Good evening. This is Bree, and you have reached Life Radio. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about going through and being able to maintain your relationships while you're in crisis. You know, life has a way of throwing you curveballs when you least expect them. These unexpected events have a way of impacting you in such a way that those who are near and dear to you are also impacted. So today's show, what we're trying to do, we're going to explore what happens to those relationships that are impacted by you going through your own personal storms. I'm sure many of the callers and listeners, such as myself, have experienced their own trials, which have created stress, strife, and misunderstandings with your families, your significant others, close friends. Me, myself, I've personally gone through nonstop trials for about 10 years. And I finally feel that I'm at the threshold. I've gone through. I'm on the other side of it now. So, and I believe that I was able to get through for a couple of reasons. One, due to, most importantly, my deep faith in God. You know, I have been able to weather a storm or two. Most people may not have been able to weather. I've also been able to weather and sustain myself through these personal trials with my support system. At this time, I'd like to thank some people for when I was going through some things, that they were here for me. My mother is my rock, and I thank her so very, very much for being an enormous support. There's never been a moment that my mother has not been here for me. So I have to give her a huge thank you. Also, my godmother Gwen, my cousin Timmy, my big bro Gary, my sister girl Alicia, and a host of people. I mean, this is only an hour show, but I just want those who are listening that I know that have supported me while I was going through, just to know that I really appreciated them, even when they were just here to listen to me. So I just want to say peace and love to everyone that has supported me. I love you and I thank you so very much. So at this time, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to take our first caller. If you'd like to call into the show, you can do so by dialing 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. You can also follow us on Bree Life Radio at Twitter, Bree Life Radio at Facebook, Bree Life Radio at Blog Talk Radio. And when you want to send your questions or comments in, please do so at BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. So let's take our first caller. Peace and blessings. You've reached Bree Life Radio. Hello. You've reached Bree Life Radio.
Hello.
Yes.
Well,
hi,
hey,
you've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree.
Hey, Miss Bree, this is Big Bro Gary. How are you?
Bro Gary, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you? How are you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. How's about that?
Amen. Gotta love that. Gotta love that. And yes, you are. Yes, you really, really are. Anybody who has gone through what you have gone through over the short time that I've known about the situation, and you're still standing, it's a wonderful thing. It is truly, truly wonderful thing. And he's not done with you, and I can't wait to see what he has in store for you next.
Well, I thank you so very much. Is there anything that you'd like to share with us this evening on this topic?
Well, it's my first time calling, you know, first time listener, first time caller. So I'm just going to listen and enjoy the show for a little while before I sign off, because I do have a couple other things that I got to do before the evening is over. But I didn't want to get in and just say hello and God bless and keep doing the good fight and don't give up the ship.
Absolutely not. Peace and blessings to you, big bro. Love you.
All right, darling. And I love you more.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. You be
well. Thank you, big bro Gary, for calling in. At this time, we're going to take another caller.
Hello?
Peace and blessings.
Hello?
This is Life Radio.
Peace and blessings, sister. This is your sister, Alicia.
Alicia, how are you?
Hi, honey. I told you I'd be tuning in. I told my daughter, I was like, you're going to have to get off that computer because I got to listen to Bree's show. But
okay.
I love it here on the computer. But I do also want to piggyback what your friend said. I'm really happy that you're doing this, and I know that God has a lot of things in store for you. And you know, the harvest is the laborers are few, but the harvest is plenty. So it's so much work for you to do, and I'm so happy. You know,
I thank you very much for supporting me, and it was definitely destined that we talk today.
Yeah.
Because we needed to have this discussion. And for the listeners that are in earshots of this conversation, this is one of my dearest friends that I've had since I've been on this earth, the 44 years that I've lived. While I was going through, there were times when I wasn't as easily accessible to those who loved me and cared about me. And they felt as though I kind of like dropped off the face of the earth and then I reappear. And one of those people who got affected was my very good and dear friend that's on the phone right now, Alicia. And she kind of read me my rights two days ago and then again today, but in a very loving and supporting way. And this is the point that I want to make to my listeners and, you know, those who are going through something. You know, there are people who love you, and you have to allow them to love you and support you. But then, you know, I understand that there are times when you feel as though you can't communicate what's going on with you, and that's sometimes why you feel you have to take a step back. So those who love you also, who tend to be impacted by your absence, they should also try to understand and be supportive that, you know, the communication is just not easily flowing through you to share what's actually going on. So I want to thank
you. Sometimes you have to allow time. And, you know,
yeah,
a lot of what I was trying to explain, saying to you earlier today, like it's okay, you know, and people who love you will understand that, you know, you need time to process whatever it is in your life that you're going through, but you also have to let others know that, hey, I'm okay, you know. But you are loved, and that's the one thing you must always remember, you know, that you are not in this world alone, you know. You may be alone, but you're not alone. You know, you have loved ones. You have people who love you far and near. Like, everybody has to go their own path to make their own way. But, you know, if I always, here's the thing that I've always said to my friends. Even though we may not see each other all the time, you won't celebrate alone and you won't suffer alone. And what I mean by that is that if you're going through something, we're going to be there for you. And if you're celebrating something, we're going to be there for you. So you won't suffer alone and you won't celebrate alone. And that's all a part of knowing that you are loved, you know. And I will always appreciate you coming so far just to have a little karaoke parties on my night at my job, you know, supporting me. That meant a lot to me.
Oh, well, you know, the thing about me is that I'm nostalgic and sentimental about my friendships and my relationships that I've had for many years. And I felt that that was a vehicle for us to all be able to get together and celebrate us one another that long. Because life is beautiful, and we should have those experiences of being able to enjoy the moments when we can all get together and just have fun.
Right.
So, Sister Alicia, I want to thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, and it was a pleasure. And I'm still listening.
You.
I'm here listening.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to take our next caller. Good evening. You've reached Bree Life Radio, and I'm your host, Bree. Peace and blessings. Hello? Okay. We're going to go to our next caller. Peace and blessings. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree.
Hey, this is Alex. Can you hear me?
This is who?
Alex.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Alex. Hello. How are you? This is also another lifelong friend of mine. We went through first through fourth grade together, but we've always remained friends throughout the years. Alex, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just glad to hear you on the radio doing your thing, and you got a lot of life experience to share, as do I, and I just want to, you know, give my 2 cents if it's welcome.
Oh, yes. Well, why don't you give 10?
Okay. Well,
so we're talking about going through and how one goes through and try to maintain their relationships. I mean, you know, it's a difficult thing to do at times when you're under so much pressure. There are people that are going without, they're experiencing being unemployed. And as we know, in the socioeconomic climate that we live in today, you know, cash rules everything around you, and it will trickle down and affect every area of your life. So
right.
What do you have to share with us this evening on this topic, Alex?
Well, let me say this, Bree. I've been listening to your callers, and everybody's, you know, so proud of you, and they're proud of their own situations that they got through it, and everybody's happy on the other side when they get through. But I want to deal with why you get in it, okay? And this is what people don't want to deal with, okay?
Yeah.
So for me, sometimes you get in it because there's a reaping and sowing aspect involved in relationships and in family and stuff like that. because we have to reap what we sow. That is a universal law. You cannot do things to people or in situations, and then when they come back to you crying about you in a crisis, you caused it. Okay? That's the aspect of reaping and sowing. The other aspect of it is, you know, sometimes, Bree, you have to go through a hardship. Are you hearing me right now?
Yes, I'm hearing you, brother.
Okay. Sometimes, Bree, we have to go through a hardship because we're strong and God knows it. And he knows that the person that's coming behind you that you're going to help is not as strong. And they will kill themselves. And you have to be able to help this person because of your storm. So sometimes we have to go through it as an example to help somebody else go on with their life. We're the sacrifice for a lot of people. Okay? That's one other thing. You know what I'm saying? And the other thing is, we don't really know our true friends, our true spouse or mate or nothing without a crisis. This is how we get to know.
Yes.
This is who we. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You had to stop me on that one, didn't you?
Yes. Would you like me to elaborate?
I'm just telling you that we don't really know these people till we going through something, and you know who you got to get out of your life ASAP and who has run away from you in your time of need. And
right,
that only happens in crisis.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that is so inherent and synonymous with a lot of people. I mean, you never know who your true friends are, who, you know, I often use this term that DNA really does not matter to me because it's only who you are from a physiological perspective.
Right.
People are people that in your life that support you, and that does not always matter with regards to you having relations, having people that you're related to. You know,
right.
I find that I've had more consistent support from those who were strangers to me.
Right.
At times, than my own family.
Right.
And that's okay.
And you know why that is, Bree? That is simply because that is your choice to make. See, family is a coincidence of nature.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have no control over who's here when we get here. So we figure, I just have to love them because they blood. That's my brother. That's my sister. I got to love them. That's my cousin. You don't have to love them. They just here. Okay, because when you get into a situation and they give you their behind the kiss, it's like, I would have never chose them to be in my life if I had control over that. So we go out and choose people who we are of like mind with, who we can go through crisis with, and it's our choice in that matter. You see what I'm saying? So, and that's when the reaping and sowing comes in, because it's based on your choices that you make. That's how your life is dictated, by your choices.
Yes, yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people, Bree, in my family, that if I had to pick them, they wouldn't be in my family.
Okay.
I'm just being honest with you.
Being
honest with you.
Right, right.
But my greatest friends, was a choice that I made, you being one of them, we had a period of time, we didn't see each other for years.
Yeah.
We came back
to
each other as friends.
Yes. And it was like we were still sitting next to one another in fourth grade. You know, it just, you know, we picked up where we left off from. And, you know, that's what I was just telling a mutual friend of ours, Alicia, that, you know, I tend to be sentimental about these types of relationships and friendships that I've had my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
These You, Alicia, and several other people, they're very special to me.
Right.
You know? And and we've all, too, in our little group, have proven that we are truly here for one another.
Right.
Even if it's just a phone call to say, do you have some groceries?
Right.
I know you're not working. Do you have some groceries? Is the lights on?
Right.
Is your internet on? Because I know that you got to look for a job so that you can get out of this situation.
Right.
Do you have some coffee so that you can go on that interview so that you can get that job so that you could pay these bills?
Right.
You know, it's sometimes we have to stop and think that even we all have our personal lives, we have our set of circumstances, that you have to perform outreach. That's what this show is about. This is a holistic outreach vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Because my disclaimer right away is that I'm not a licensed psychiatrist, psychologist, social worker. I'm just a woman that has lived on the earth for 40 plus years that's gone through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want for my peers, for people within ear reach, to take some of my experience. Just listen. Even if they haven't gone through it, maybe they know somebody that's going through something. And they can take the benefit of what I've learned along the way that I want to share. Because I want to let people know that you can get through it. You just have to have faith. You have to persevere. And you know what? You also have to take some accountability and not put the ownership of you getting through on those immediate family members, on your friends. You have to find a mustard seed of strength within you to be able to persevere.
Right.
Because even with my attempt to broadcast this show, I'm already getting shade from people. I'm already receiving shade. I'm already receiving, you know, I feel the haters. I feel the hateration, hater nation developing. Mm-hmm.
But did you expect
I can see the people on the Twitter site that are just, you know, peeking in, you know, what's going on. And, you know, to those people, I'm just here to help. I'm here to share experiences. Let's have dialogue and let's do something better for other people. Because we have to ask ourselves, is it about being selfish or selfless? You know, what is it really about?
Mm-hmm. Right. And let me say this, Bree. I know you got other calls. I'm not going to hog up your whole show here. But let me say this. Being right is overrated. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always say. This is how my marriage have lasted and will continue to last, because we know that being right is overrated. Sometimes, do you want to be right or do you want to have peace? You know, sometimes those are decisions that you have to make. But, you know, if you're practicing, you know, reaping and sowing, you know that if you go in and rob a bank, okay, they got cameras in the bank, the teller's seen the mask you're wearing and this and that, you leave the bank with the money, you get home, and you say, oh, man, I robbed that bank. God, please forgive me. Please. Right away, he forgives you. But you set in motion now a sequence of events that you're going to have to reap, because you're on camera. Somebody saw you. They saw the getaway car. He can't save you from that, because that's his own law, and he can't break his own law. I'm not going to get into all this biblical stuff right now, which you want to show, because you got other callers. But I want to say
one other thing, because you mentioned a dynamic that I think is important, because, you know, people who are in our age group, some are married or living with a significant other, some are not. But I want to talk about, just for a moment, if we may, the dynamic of when you're going through something, how that also affects your significant other, how it affects the interaction and the day-to-day life. And something that you mentioned earlier, you know, what do you actually get from the what level of support do you receive from your spouse or your significant other?
Right.
How limited is it? Or how much support are you actually getting from them? I mean, do you have any experiences that we can share with the listeners?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, I would say that people always make fun of this when you say it, and because a lot of people don't do it. Marry your best friend. You have to be friends with somebody before you get into a serious relationship with that person. You have to get to know them, their likes, their dislikes, find out if you guys are of like mind, what makes them angry, what makes you angry, how they deal with your anger, you being upset, whatever. And because we know all these things, and we're friends first, then we become lovers and married or whatever the case, those things follow suit. That way, when you hit a crisis, you know what to expect from each other, okay? Because you've taken the time to get to know how this person responds in various situations. You didn't just jump in the bed and build it off sex and then try to get to know the person later. I made that mistake in my first marriage, okay? It was based off sex. Then I tried to be friends with her, found out I couldn't stand her. I had nothing in common with her, you know.
Right.
So when we hit crisis mode, we all get it fought amongst each other. But when you're friends first and you build a strong friendship and a foundation there first, then you get into the other stuff, you can deal with crises a whole lot better because you won't turn on each other. You will never turn on your best friend. You'll argue, you'll fight, but you'll never turn on your best friend when faced with a crisis.
This is true. So, in closing, my brother Alex, I just want to tell you I love you. Thank you very much for your continuous support on my blog. For the listeners, please share with the listeners you and Stoney's site and tell them what you're trying to do before you leave.
Yes. Well, my wife and I, we do a weekly video blog about relationships as well, and it's called Relationship Extra. And you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, and you can also find us on YouTube. You know, we have just a bunch of videos every week about relationships, different topics, and things of that nature. We have a chat. We put questions up every day or every other day. People respond to those chats. So please, Relationship Extra on Facebook, on Twitter, and you can get at us that way.
Okay. Well, Alex, thank you again. Tell Stoney I said hi, and peace and blessings to the both of you.
I will. Love you, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're going to take another caller. But again, I want to just thank all the listeners that have sent me emails and that are supporting me on both Bree Life Radio at Twitter, Bree Life Radio at Facebook, and, of course, Bree Life Radio on blogtalkradio.com. We're going to take another caller now. Good evening. Peace and blessings. This is Bree, and you're on Bree Life Radio. Hello? Hello? Okay. Let's go to our next caller. Peace and blessings. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Bree.
Hi.
My name is Yolanda, and I have a relationship question.
Sure. A relationship question. Okay, great.
Okay, I've been in a relationship for about 3 years, And recently I found out that the individual that I've been with has lied about his education, which is his degree. He's lied about his yearly income. I found out he was married with a child. I'm ready to end this. I mean, it's but so many lies a person can take in a relationship. Do you have, you know, can you just help me with the situation? Because I'm really not so anymore.
Well, all I can say is that I feel a heavy burden. I feel your burden coming through the airwaves. You have to, even though I'm just going to kind of like sidebar, because this is not really what the show is about this evening. If you follow the show, we'll be able to discuss this topic really soon. But all I can tell you is that only you can prevent forest fires. You're going to have to dig deep and make a decision of what you can live with. That's what the bottom line is. You know, being lied to and deceived is not a great thing. It has happened to me. But, you know, at some point, you have to take accountability for your own life and make the best decision for yourself. I'm not a counselor, but like I said, I'm just a woman who's lived a lot of life and has been through some things, and thank God I'm still here. So I don't know if that's really helped you at all, but, you know, I would say just dig deep and try to make the best decision for your life.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Well,
thank you
for calling. And please follow the show. I'm quite sure that we're going to be having a show to address disclosure. That show is coming up relatively soon, within the next week or two. So you may want to call in, and we could have more dialogue on why this phenomenon seems to happen.
Okay? Yes. Thank you very
you
much.
You take
Grace.
Care. Thank
right,
you.
You bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to take another caller. Peace and blessings. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. Hello? Hello? Good evening. You've reached Bree Life Radio. Good evening. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. Peace and blessings. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, peace and blessings. You've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. Okay. We're going to go to our next caller. Good evening. Peace and blessings. Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. Hello?
Bree Life? Hello?
Hello. Good evening. You reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host,
hi.
Bree. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Mark from Houston, Texas.
Mark from Houston, Texas. How are you
I'm
this
back,
evening? Mate. Some blessings.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, it's a nice rainy evening down here in the H-Town. So, you know, sit back
okay.
And relax, listen to the breeze. Just call
Well, our topic tonight is going through and how to maintain your relationships when you're in crisis.
Mm. Wow.
Do you have anything you'd like to share with our callers, our listeners?
That's a heavy one, Bree. That's a heavy one because one thing I know is that when you're going through, whatever you're going through, relationships sometimes become a casualty because everybody ain't going to understand. They're not going to always understand what you're going through. And by virtue of that, you know, you may not always be aware of how you're handling yourself while you're going through your change. Because right now, 9 times out of 10, whatever you're going through is the most important thing to you at that moment, which means there may be a level of neglect or perceived neglect that will take place as far as your friends, loved ones are concerned, because they may feel you're not giving them enough attention. Also, there's also a chance for abusing those relationships because when you're going through sometimes, you may over-lean on them and then you may feel that they're not supporting you to the degree you need your support. So, real murky waters right there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that tests relationships right there. Tests the best of them.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, no, that's what I think. I don't know that there's a formula for dealing with it. I mean, it'll test how much compassion those around you really have for you and how thick their skin is. Because, yeah, you can really take people through stuff when you're going through it, you know. Because what happens is the only key that I can say for the individual on the other side of the person that's going through is that they need to understand it is not personal. And if you can internalize that it's not personal, then that I hope you know one. Number two, there may be times where you have to withdraw from those individuals that are going through. Because a wounded dog sometimes is going to have a problem differentiating between a friend and a foe.
Hmm.
So, you know, you have to understand that I'm not going to hold it against them, but I'm going to move out of their way, too. Because I'm not going to
exactly.
be another one of their castles. So, yeah. That's what I think, Bree. How about you?
Well, how about me? Well, how's about me? Well, I received an email from a woman who was married to her spouse for about 9 years. And they
okay.
have a child together. And she claims when she was going through, she had lost her job as she was a consultant. And her spouse, when her spouse met her, she was a consultant. So
okay.
her employment at times was not as consistent as he probably may have liked. And when she lost her last job prior to them breaking up, she took the next available job, from what I'm reading, probably it was a 50% cut in salary for her. So what she did was she got two jobs.
Uh-oh.
And when she got two jobs, it still wasn't, of course, bringing home what she used to make. But she thought, listen, we have $6,000 a month in expenses, and you're only bringing home about $3,800 of those expenses. So it's probably important for me to get a job or two so that we can ensure that the ship doesn't sink.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm reading here, she says that her spouse looked at her, her ex-husband looked at her and said, is that the best you can do?
Mm.
Well, and she asked me, what would I do in
right.
that what would I do? And I said, well, I'm still stuck on the fact that he looked at her and said, is that the best that you could do? I'm still stuck on that. I've read this three times already, and I'm kind of stuck. Why am I stuck? From what she says, she was with him for 9 years. So, and they have a child together. And
okay.
When things were good, things were great.
Right.
I don't understand how someone that you can share days and nights with can't support you when you're going through. You made lifestyle together. When you make a lifestyle together, and from my understanding, she was a consultant when he met her.
Okay.
So her employment, as she says, was not always consistent. It depended on the project and the length of the project. So I certainly would have been as disappointed as she probably was in that moment. I'm sure that there were other dynamics that led to the demise of their marriage, but that myself would have been devastating, and I probably would have been as greatly hurt as from the words that I'm reading. So I don't know.
Well, maybe he was in shock.
I'm sorry?
I said maybe he was in shock.
Maybe he was in shock?
Yeah, I mean,
we'll never know, will we?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, maybe his response was because he was in shock. And, you know, a lot of times people don't deal with unexpected stuff really well. They don't know how to deal with it. So, I mean, both of them was in shock pretty much. I wouldn't say he handled it well, but, I mean, I'm sure that had something to do with it because, I mean, he's looking at the overall lifestyle, obviously, and how that impacted it. That might be narrow-minded or short-sighted, but, hey, he was thinking about his pain and what kind of adjustments he was going to have to make because of the fact that his teammate wasn't pulling their weight. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's just a perspective. Hey, y'all out there in Bree World, I don't think like that.
That's me. Well, Mark from Houston, Texas,
yeah.
I want to thank you for calling in. I always appreciate hearing from you.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I want you to have peace and blessings on your journey until we speak again.
Until. All right,
okay.
Yep.
Good night. We're going to take our next caller now. Peace and blessings, you've reached Bree Life Radio. I'm your host, Bree. Who may I have the pleasure
of?
Yes, hi, this is Bree.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, how you doing? This is Chris from New York.
Hello, Chris from New York.
How you doing?
How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine. I've been listening to the broadcast, and I see the difference in opinion.
Okay. Well, as you know, we're talking about going through and how one would maintain relationships with family members, friends, their significant other while they're going through. So, Chris from New York, do you
think
she's with us this evening?
Yeah, I just want to say something. We all go through crises. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, they say that any fool can learn from his own mistakes, and it takes a wise person to learn from the mistakes of others. You got to pay attention to the people that come before you. I mean, you got to talk to people who are older than you, and you'll find that there have been many different crises and struggles that other folks have gone through, and you got to get some tips from them, and then you got to get some strength from yourself. I mean, the fact
exactly.
of the matter is that these financial problems, and whether it be problems in the street, problems at work, whatever it might be, the fact of the matter is that there's somebody that finds their way through it for everybody that finds it as an excuse to quit on the other person that they're supposed to love. When you get together with somebody, it's supposed to be all these things are considered. If you ever take a good hard look at the marriage vows before you ever get involved with somebody, you find out that all this shit is covered. Excuse my language. All this stuff is covered already. The fact
is, we don't use profanity.
I already apologize, honey. I'll keep that part under control. But
okay, thank
the fact
you.
The fact is that all of this stuff is already covered. I think the biggest problem that these families face is the fact that when everything is good, they get overwhelmed by it being good. And then when they have problems, they haven't done anything or set any groundwork to prepare for those problems.
Hmm.
And I think you owe it to your spouse to talk about what if this happened, what if that happened. You owe it to yourself to have that person share with you. If one of us lost a job, what would we do if this happened? I mean, you watch the news together. You see other people going through things. You don't sit there like you on a hill like nothing could ever happen. You have to be considerate of these things because you're just human beings.
That's true. And just to touch on something that you just stated, you know, we have to, when we have children, we have to also be careful how we react or behave when we're going through something, because you have to remember, you become what you see. So if you want your
right.
children to be able to be strong and to make good decisions, I mean, listen, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect by no means. And I've learned a lot about myself these last 10 years. And I'm thankful to
right.
God that I've learned the things that I've learned.
Right.
Well, I wish that some of those lessons didn't have to be as hard as they were. But I take accountability for my choices and my part in it. But, you know,
right.
to your point about your children watching you, that's something that we don't, I think oftentimes we don't consider that our children,
I take it to a whole nother extreme. I mean, if you really believe in what you're doing, I mean, you can really look at it as, you know, you have a service that's bigger than you. I mean, you actually owe a debt to the community around you. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you're a living, breathing example of what could happen. You're a living, breathing example of how you work through, you know, a crisis resolution, whereas there's always, you have to believe, number one, that there is a way out. You have to be able to believe that there is a silver lining in the cloud that you call your relationship at the moment. I mean, I don't think that you really lose the fight until you stop believing that.
Yes. Yes. And that goes back to saying with the other caller, you know, that at some point we can't place the burden
mm-hmm.
on our family and our friends and our significant other, the things that we may be going through. We have to take up our own plight. And do
right.
the things that necessary, even if it's a small accomplishment. I mean, this also can attach itself to depression when you're going through something. And you know how you behave when you're depressed. You close yourself up in the house. You don't comb your hair. You don't bathe. You don't eat properly. You stop taking care of yourself. Well, when you've done that, and it gets to a point that you've done that and you can't continue on that path, you have to do small things to pull yourself up out of that. So you have to take some type of small step. You have to take some accountability. You've got to try to do it for yourself. You can't always count on somebody being there for you. You have to be there for yourself first.
Yeah, but isn't the object to come out on the other side with the person? I mean, isn't the object
to finish what you started? Absolutely. I would say when we're talking about cohabitating or being in marriage, absolutely. You're supposed to come out on the other side with the person.
Yeah.
But
you want a whole person. I mean, the fact is that what you make for a living or what we do externally should never disrupt what we have together, whatever the bond is that we make together.
And in
when I love a person, I love a person from the inside out, not from the outside in.
Yes.
So whatever you deal with externally is never going to affect the nucleus, which is the love that I have for you.
You're absolutely right, but you know what? We're also dealing with the dynamic that sometimes we wind up with significant others, because that's what we're talking about right now. Is that my understanding, Chris, from New York?
Yeah, we're talking about significant others, but I think that's the problem. I mean, the fact is, in the institution of a relationship, you know, in the inception of the relationship, you're supposed to become one. So I'm automatically never going to dog you out because I'm dogging out myself.
Okay, please explain that.
The people that can separate that are people who have not accepted the bond.
That is right, and that is exactly my point. We don't always wind up with a partner.
Right.
We wind up sometimes with people who just we manage to share space and time with.
Right. And I think that it's good that if you go through a crisis and that person crumbles under pressure, so you don't have to, you should use it as a red flag to let you know that, you know what, you should not feel bad. You should not go into any extra depression as a result of this person proving to you that they're not in your corner.
Exactly.
Yeah, you should take that part as a blessing. because you could have found it out. If I would love to find out that the love of my life didn't love me anymore because I lost my job. I mean, God forbid she hung around long enough for me to get cancer. By the time I have a real problem, something that can't be rectified, I sure don't want to be with that person.
Well,
so we all make what I'm trying to say is that we all make mistakes. You see, being with a person like that is a mistake from the start. So how are you supposed to fix that?
Well, here's what I say. I feel that, and because we're talking about going through being with a significant other right now,
right.
A single person's perspective, and having gone through not only when I was a spouse, but now being single, I see the dot. I see how there are those that don't have the capacity to support a person that's going through something,
mm-hmm.
just in the dating phases. And you know what? I would rather know that in the beginning so that I don't get to a spouse level with this individual. I don't get into a committed relationship with this individual, knowing that if some crisis happened during the time that we're committed to one another,
yes.
that I'm going to see
right.
a metamorphosis in your behavior, and you're
right.
not going to be supportive.
But I don't think that anybody could possibly know that, because potential is a dime a dozen. The only difference between the one that falls short and the one that takes you all the way, you'll never know it until it's tested.
Well, I think that there's dialogue that you can have with a person in the beginning. And see, and we're going to talk about this on a future show, but there's dialogue that you can have with a person to kind of give you an indication of what the true fiber of who they are is really all about. You have to pay attention to the things that people, not only things that people say to you, but the
right.
the things that people do in your presence. I think
right.
oftentimes that when entering in a relationship, we don't
right.
pay attention to those signs because we're so enamored with the individual and the passion, the lust, all those things that
mm-hmm.
we're looking the signs. So
right.
there
right.
are signs out there that'll give you an yeah. indication, but you have to be cognizant of them.
Yeah. Well, I've learned. I mean, I've been in relationships that have been short term and long term. And one of the things that I've learned along the way is that, you know what, I'm going to test the woman on some little things and see how she fares long before I'm going to trust her on some big things, because these are the ways that I get the indications. I don't wait for it to come out of the sky. You know, I'm going to test you on some little things long before I end up with a real problem and end up with a bigger problem as a result of I'm with a person that's too weak to stand up against the pressure.
Well,
what I'm saying is I'm going to create those situations.
Right. Well,
I'm not going to wait for something to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
At this point in my life, I mean, I wasn't like that as a younger man because I didn't know no better. But age and experience has brought me to the point where, you know, you just can't take things on face value no more.
And on that note, Chris from New York, I want to thank you for calling in. Please follow the show at Bree Life Radio at Facebook, Bree Life Radio at Twitter. Mm-hmm. Send your email, send your questions to our email at BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. I want to thank all my listeners and all the callers tonight. You've made this an absolutely fantastic show. Please follow us on blogtalkradio.com for our upcoming show, which tomorrow will be our second part series in Internet Dating Part 2. This was a hot topic, and we're going to be revisiting it tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Thank you, peace and love. This is Bree, and I'm out.